Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
See how big my bangs are?
Shea Bangs.
Oh. What's his name again?
William Hung.
Yeah.
How dare you forget his name?
Remember his name, capital W.
Definitely capital W.
All right, does he go by Billy? Yeah.
Billy Hung.
Billy Hung. Remember when we were just like, how long can we do this podcast like non in person? And now it's just like,
yeah,
horrible reality.
It's just our literal horrible reality. But like, without this podcast, there's no way I would look at Kevin James' face on a reggae basey. And so I guess in that way I'm grateful.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and I probably should. Remember last week when I was like, I'm loving this cue.
Did you say that last week? I'm going to get that next week. I'm loving this cue.
That's, no. I did say that last week. I was like, I'm hitting my stride, baby. Like,
Right. You hit your rock bottom.
And guess just who's fine. Killing it now? Well, yeah, seems like I'm back on the downswing because things aren't as good anymore.
What changed?
I don't know, but I'm just looking forward to feeling that glee again whenever it comes. I mean, she's a screamer.
I don't know. I kind of want people to guess what that is.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, play it one. This is a what's that name of that show?
No idea.
Like guess, you know, like name that tune. I guess.
Oh, isn't that like hosted by Wayne Brady?
This is Name That Tune, but Name That Drop.
Yeah, Name That Drop. It's my cat.
Oh, I thought we were going to name that drop.
I mean, not really.
Fran. It's Fran.
I mean, no one's going to be able to guess that. I mean, you can, but like, I don't know. How are we going to do that? We're going to have people email us?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, is it really worth the submission? Probably not.
Absolutely not. We have no pills to give away.
Right. If we had pills to give away, a different story. That's, I mean, true. I think one of us could scrounge some up.
Oh, I think so. If we looked in some nook and cranny, we could scrounge up a few aspirins.
No one wants aspirin, though.
A blood thinner would be nice.
Oh, certainly. that would hit the spot right now.
Hold on. I'm heating my back and stomach.
With a heating pad?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Crampadoodle-doos?
I have a crampadoodle-ding-dong.
Shit.
But it's probably because I... yeah, you famously hate sex.
It's famous. It's one of my most famous... It's one of my most famouses.
I wonder if it popped up. You're 23andMe.
Oh, it's like...
99.9% Ashkenazi Jewish. Hates sex.
Hates sex, loves caffeine, has webbed toes. You know, the classic
strawberries.
Oh, certainly. Find strawberries to be too messy.
Ketchup disturbing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Aversion to ketchup is big up there.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Allergic to sunlight. I mean, like, all of it.
Allergic to sunlight is so 99.9% Ashkenazi.
It doesn't get more than that.
Like
a poorly timed Anne Frank joke would make sense here, but I'll take that out. She would have been a believer, though.
I was literally going to say that. I believe it wholeheartedly.
Okay, maybe I won't take it out because, you know, it's important that people remember that about Anne Frank. Anyway, I'm Julia Davidovich, and now more than ever, we are together more than we are apart. And I just think it's important that we recognize that. That we are leaning on together. We're leaning on each other to get through this. So that's me. Well, that's what Julia Davidovich has to say about the current situation.
Oh boy.
I'm Julia Davidovich. Stay woke.
Yikes. I'm Zoe Klar, and I love and miss
No.
Donkey.
Okay, so let's Jerry Fing some drops. So last week was such a... Yeah, last week was such a blitzeroony that we didn't give a Jerry Finger to the ones we lost. So we have a big old load to unleash this week. So let's do the two that we lost last week. So a Jerry Finger to the unemployment rate.
Oh, boy.
And then a Jerry Finger to sorry.
Did we take that away?
What?
Yes, we did. I forgot that we sent that to hell.
Yeah, we sent him right to hell. Wow, I wonder if now I'm like, I imagine falling into the fiery gates or whatever, and that's, and Badonkadonk playing.
I mean,
too good.
Feels fitting. It would definitely happen.
And then, of course, you know, there was the Masked Singer finale, so we got rid of Who Is That?
Did you watch it?
No, but I read spoilers.
Good enough.
And then Bridger, you will play Gaston. And that's it.
Oh my god.
That was like Badonkadonk to all those legends.
That was a mass grave.
I know, I know. It was sad. So who are your bad boys on the block?
I feel like so many Smalls, you know?
Yeah. I mean Biggie Smalls though, because they're big in your mind.
You're right. Yeah. And in my brain. Yeah. Same thing. Let's start with my new laundry villain.
Oh,
I feel like there's only one other person here that does laundry other than us, and it's
disgusting. How many people live there?
I'm gonna say like a hot 12 to 15.
Okay.
Maybe 12 max.
Okay.
I mean, so many less than my building, yet like laundry problems at the wazoo with just one person.
Okay, so the one other person that does laundry,
it's like a leaverino.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah, I mean, at least this week it was just in the dryer.
Oh, but that's even, I don't know, because if they're leaving it in the washer, I would just be like, I'm not gonna fucking wash my clothes right now. But if it's in the dryer, then
you just take them out and put it in the fucking hamper they left. That's like the worst of it, you know. But the thing is, you still have to touch your shit, which sucks.
You do. You see like duty stains? Was it a man or a woman's clothing?
I mean, Carla's do it. Come on. I'm going to touch just clothing and I'm technically live here. Did I ever tell my jack off story on here?
Yeah, you must have told the jack off story when Julia jacked off in a laundry room.
Yeah, that's what I did. There were two homeless individuals jacking off and smoking. Not in my laundry room, but in the building next to ours that is like still managed by the same person. And like, yeah. I long for those guys, honestly. If that's like the worst that's happening, like,
I mean,
please, this comes out.
Isn't it kind of tragic that like homeless individuals are going to have such a hard time just like jacking off in close proximity to each other from this point on?
Donkey.
There's just things that are lost that we don't even realize.
That is so donkey.
What? I mean, I guess if they wear masks, it's okay.
I think I got flashed more before I turned 18.
Oh,
by
definitely.
Like randos on the subway. I feel definitely. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So he just leaves his shit, so you hate him.
Oh yeah, so annoying. It's just like, and he's like the only other person that does it. Like, what are you doing?
Well, aren't you grossed out? Oh, I mean, he absolutely should set an alarm.
Yeah, he's like the most annoying person in the world, though.
It's like
by the look of him, he's very annoying.
Oh yeah, I mean, what are his clothing? What's his clothing like?
Truly standing outside, putting his mask on, wearing like ripped acid wash jeans.
Oh, he's cool.
With a white grandma sweater tucked in. So he's cool.
Oh, he's cool.
He's really cool.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, can't fight cool.
No, shit. I was not imagining him as cool this entire time. But now that I know that he's cool, like, I'm kind of on his side.
Yeah. I mean,
kill yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck me for trying to kill the flea cycle in this home.
Yeah, you can't. Okay, my first bad boy on the block is, you know, when you like, do you have any wooden cutting boards?
Ugh, please, I can't buy those anymore. They're useless.
So, and you cut garlic on them one time, and then like everything you cut on them for the next 75 years tastes like just a little bit of garlic. Like, if I cut, you know what I'm talking about? Like if I cut like an apple.
That is literally how my apples tasted every morning when my dad took us to school. I know.
It's just like the most upsetting hint of garlic. It's just like, it just is so always, sad. It's always there. And sometimes you're like, you know what? It's fine. Cheese will go okay with the hint of garlic. Like you have to sort of negotiate with yourself like that.
You have to have a separate board for fruit, man. That's the thing.
Yeah,
and just don't buy. You can't buy wooden one. Wooden ones, they splinter. They're useless. Like washing wood is stupid. It makes no sense. Why would you wash wood? And I'm not also going to wax my fucking cutting board.
Yeah, I mean, what? No. Who's going to wax their cutting board in this day and age?
Let me take my Murphy's wax down by the river.
Yeah, like no one has the energy to do that.
No.
Wow, like literally fuck that. Yeah, I mean, but what are you supposed to get? Silicone? Glass?
I think just like a plasty, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's good for you anyway. Plasty's not good for you. Alumi's not good for you.
No, I would not.
Hunters in throat. Garlic apples.
Ugh, garlic apples. I just like imagine, I just think about it with apples only. Anyway, so that's that. What is your next BB on the B?
I think general allergies.
Oh, you still have them.
You know, they're out and about.
I don't really have them. They really
are affecting my throat and nose. Really? I have to take a fucking antihisty.
Oh, yeah.
I really
you're
am.
You're an antihisty misty.
I'm a histy misty. I mean, what can I say?
Honestly, that's like pretty close to what it sounds like when I vomit. Like once I get all the actual... Once I get all the actual food out and then I'm just down to like my stomach bile and it's mostly dry heaving, it sounds exactly like that.
Oh my God. There's nothing I hate more than fucking barfing.
I know. Well, dry heaving has to be worse.
Oh, I dry heave. You know, I can tell when I'm nervous.
You dry heave when you're nervous?
Mm-hmm. When I go to, oh God, when I have to go to an airport. I don't hate planes. I just hate.
You're like walking around like,
yeah, literally like, here's my morning if I have to be on the flight at like 8 a.m. I wake up at 5 and I dry heave like probably 5 to 5:15 a.m.
Like in bed?
No, just walking around like feeding Francis. And
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's really fucking weird.
No, it's not. I have a really fucked up reaction. I have a really bad reaction to airports. I hate it.
Wow. Oh my God.
I have a little doopy and then I'm ready to eat.
Okay. So when you're dry heaving, you know you're not going to throw up?
Yeah, because there's nothing in my body. I just woke up. Yeah, it's like so nervous. My therapist is just like has this like meditation that she walks me through. I'm like, I mean, I'm not gonna do that at 5 a.m. lady.
No, it's impossible to meditate at 5 a.m., especially when you're dry heaving. How can you control your breath? I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like. Are you a sympathetic vomiter?
Like no, I laugh when someone else vomits because I think it's really funny sounding.
Ew, what do you like
No, I don't TV. Like the sound of that. No.
You know on TV when people always like, why does everyone vomit on TV? They're always like vomiting on the ground or like vomiting in a fucking bush.
And they put their hands like this.
No oh, one can yeah. See. I mean,
it's just like this brown. No, it's never actually funny. I look away when that happens.
It's never funny. It's always gross. I hate in a sketch or something when they do it. It's always like fucking neon green Gatorade. It's just a nightmare.
I think it's a cop out, honestly.
Yeah, ban vomiting from all media.
Yeah, really.
I demand it.
Ban all vomit. What's your
my other BB on the B?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm forgetting, but I feel like now whenever people spend time together, they call it a hang. They're like, yeah, we're going to do a social distance hang. We're going to do a 6-foot hang. I'm not making fun of you explicitly, but like, it's just
hang this week.
I don't know. It's just like in the zeitgeist now, like people are referring to spending time together as hang, maybe to make it seem less of an event or something.
Because they can't really say like dinner, even though they technically can. It just seems like it's different. I don't know what I mean.
Right.
Like, because I don't know, there's not a good word for it. We're going to sit in a circle like it's, you know, grade five and we're doing parachute class and playing Duck Duck Goose.
I just wish it wasn't the word hang, I guess. I just hate the word.
It implies sloths. Just kidding.
It's so big sloth energy. It's not for me.
Okay. My name is Zoe Clark and I hate sloths. You heard it here first.
Oh, she
hates
rainforest animals. Wait.
If you brought in a sloth, she'd start crying, but in a bad way. Not like what's her face from all the goddamn car commercials.
Wow. Kristen Bell?
Yeah.
God, that was so dumb when Ellen brought a sloth out on her show. And surprised her and Kristen Bell cried. That was one of the lamest things I've ever seen.
Surprise some kids with cancer with sloths, not fucking Kristen Bell.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Bring the sloths to the cancer ward. When I went to Costa Rica with Emma, my friend Emma, and when I was in college to get scuba certified, no big deal. Anyway, we were walking around and we were walking through the forest and literal straight up dead sloth on the ground.
No. Oh my God. That's so fucking sad.
Yeah, I mean, it is a badonkadonk for sure, but like,
I mean, at least you didn't crush it with your car.
That's true. I didn't run over it next to a child, but I did see it and it was gross.
I thought you were gonna say great.
It was incredible.
Death.
Yeah, so that sucks, but who knows, maybe it was old, maybe it jumped to its death, maybe it was like a physician assisted suicide scenario.
I think it was a suicide for sure.
Yeah, definitely a suicide. I have a
very high rate of suicide, I've heard. Just kidding.
Higher than dentists. Oh yeah.
Higher than dentists and psychologists.
Oh, absolutely. Tootly.
Okay. Absolutely positively. Do you have any more BBs? I mean, like, really, we were battling fleas all week, but I think we got rid of them.
I know. Honestly, because you deserve it. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to rid your home of fleas. I think I may have seen one, but I'm going to ignore it for now.
Don't bitch.
I mean, okay, fine. I just, like, really don't feel like going and getting them their flea medication, but I guess it's like, this is the duty I signed up for.
I mean, they really spread fast. And like, I don't know, maybe you're not a person that gets bit by them, but you know, my sweet, sweet honey blood.
Yeah, I'm not really a person who gets bit by them, but yes, you do have sweet honey blood.
I mean, I went militant about it and like put clothing in bags.
Yeah.
So like,
listen, I mean, you also have put your trash in the freezer before taking it out so that it's not like sitting in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I hate fucking pests. I think pests are literal the worst. I mean, like, literal the worst. Is there anything worse than pests?
No, I saw, like, a mat. We had, like...
Please tell me about this.
I wish I had taken a photo of it. Damn it. Marcy's hairbrush was, like, laying outside sunbathing. And there was a maggot, like, a big old maggot, like, intertwined between the sprongs.
Was it trying to scratch its own disgusting back?
Yeah, I think it was trying to give itself a nice back scratch. But I'm pretty sure it was dead and I smacked it into a garbage can.
Remember when that Jerusalem cricket or whatever it was out in your yard?
Vom.
Looks like an alien.
We also have these lizards in our yard, busy lizzies. some of them are ginormio. Like I saw the spiciest, ginormiest one. Ugh. I'll try to take a photo of it next time I see it. She was a chonker for sure.
Please do. I will put, I did take a picture of Fran's flea mass grave when I brushed him out like last week.
Okay. Death pick for Wilmer. I mean, Wilmer thrives on that.
I mean, definitely desensitized at this point when I see them, but yeah.
Agreed that you're desensitized. Okay. Should we move on to our bad boy this week?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, there he is.
There we go.
So I would say, is he a Mr. Tex your Max?
Text your ex or Max? Because
text
kind of
text your Max, but also both. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's also a Mr. Race Your Horse.
Oh, God. He loves horses.
He's a Mr. Breed Your Horse. He's a Mr. Sell Your Horse.
Mr. Breed Your Gal.
Mr. Breed Your Gal, Bobby Flay.
I did not check to see if his cat is still alive. But
Nacho Flay? I think Nacho's alive. Nacho is... Yeah, undeniable. I love Nacho. Famous cat alert. Anyway, guess... Yeah, he's fine. Guess Bobby Flay's net worth. Did you look it up?
I knew this was coming. No.
Okay.
I avoided it specifically.
I also have a second. I have a follow-up.
That's interesting. So he's in the Millies, not Billies, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's say 650.
Holy mackerel.
Did I over?
Holy flame broiled mackerel. Way over. 60 million.
Loser. I really thought because he has like 100 shows. We'll name them all soon.
Okay. How many can you name? Just kidding. But guess how much he's made off racehorsing alone as of 2017?
Oh, what a stupid question. Let's say. I'm going to say a hot 20 mil.
No! 4.2.
5 million. Okay,
4.2. Wow, you're the worst at this game.
I'm not.
Undeniable fail. 650 million? Yeah, I mean, Badonkadonk has 650 million. Probably.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, Jerry Finger is up there. Anyway, so Bobby Flay, rich man. Also, little known fact, Bad Boy Pod trivia alert. Bobby Flay was our test episode that we did before we put out our first one.
Oh, yeah. And somehow I forgot every single fact there was.
I literally forgot everything. But as I was reading through the name of the horses, I was like, oh, shit, Sophie's Salad. And it all came rushing back because we definitely talked about how he has a horse named after his daughter, Sophie Salad. first name middle name
his daughter's name is Sophie Salad
Flay. Everyone loves her. She's actually a reporter.
How old is she?
She's probably like 20. She's probably like 30.
Oh my god, she's like 300.
She lives in Silver Lake.
Ooh.
I know. So hey girl, hey, you're welcome to come on the pod.
Let's find her.
Sorry that your dad's a huge fucking asshole. So he is super into horse racing. And if you're interested in learning more, there's a long read on thoroughbreddailynews.com that I remember reading for the test episode.
Nice.
Really just goes in deep with everything you could possibly want to know and more about Bobby Flay and how he races and breeds horses. So I think that's probably going to interest at least one of you.
I can think about at least one. Yeah. Does it give you like his method, like his literal like insemination method or what?
Yeah, he inseminates them.
Personally.
Yeah, personally. No, it doesn't really go into that, but he is like he wants to raise them naturally. Apparently American horses have
what does that mean?
Like not using drugs before they race, like roid up the horses.
Okay. Well, if that's not natural.
I mean, I learned a lot. Bobby knows so much. He's so wise. But American horses, like people in Europe and stuff, don't want to buy them because they have a negative reputation for being roided up.
Yikes. I mean,
know.
Maybe our only negative association by being American.
That's probably it. Also, one time Bobby Flay bought a horse named Pour Moi for $2.1 million.
Okay. I mean...
I know, like if that's why you want to spend your money. But apparently he's very careful. He's super into it. He's always been into racing. He has a bunch of different horses.
Sophie Salad. Do you want to like quiz me and make some up?
Oh my
and
God.
I can like
okay.
guess if they're real.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Strawberry Shortcake, Caviar Tsar, Lo Mein, Fried Rice King.
Which one's a fake?
Two are fake, two are real.
Lo Mein and Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah, those are fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know my Bobby, baby.
Caviar Tsar and Fried Rice King are Fried Rice King are real.
Oh my God.
There's also one called Corporate Queen, which is me, and Ooh. Also Delicious Pursuit.
Okay, that sounds gross.
Yeah, that,
sounds
that like was something he would. That was like inspired by his 3-year affair with his assistant.
Assistant? Oh my god! Wait, I'm confused by the level of assistant. Is he the like? Does she cook with him?
It seemed like she was like, she worked at a restaurant. Like she was like, she worked up from like bar back or whatever it's called, and then was like the maitre d' or something at a restaurant. I don't think assistant. Assistant
restaurant
makes
culture
sound like,
bores the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty lame, but I do love all the shows.
I mean, I'll watch food every day in my life, but like, if you want to talk about restaurants, I'd rather
kill yourself.
Yeah, I also do like the Bobby Flay, you know, empire of shows.
Let's name them, baby.
Throw down.
Big. Let's see how many you can name. There are 1, 2, 3, 4.
I thought there were like 15. I looked, there's like a bajillion of them.
16.
Okay. Boy Meets Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Throw Down with Bobby Flay. Of course. Beat Bobby Flay.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Flay Barbecue. I already did Boy Meets Grill. I guess those are the only ones.
There's also
I know.
Barbecue. There's Barbecue with Bobby Flay.
Of course.
Wow. There's I burped. Bobby Flay's Barbecue Addiction. Wow.
Ooh.
Hot off the grill with Bobby Flay.
Oh, that's a good one. That's really good.
Nation. There's so many.
Do you remember Throwdown with Bobby Flay?
I don't think I watched that one. Which
they
one
would like
that?
Bring in a Food Network crew under the guise of like, you're going to get your own show, or like, we're doing a special on, you know, barbecue ribs, and you have the best barbecue ribs or whatever. And they'll bring an entire crew in being like, make your ribs. You're going to be on TV to like promote your ribs. And then Bobby Flay would come in and be like, just kidding. You're not shit, but I'm going to try to beat you at your own fucking recipe. Like that was the premise of the show.
That's a fucked up, weird
Isn't
ambush.
That rude? Like, I mean, Bobby Flay is like slightly nicer.
I mean, that's probably the funnest to watch of all of them because, I mean, I just watched an episode that had like Jane Krakowski on it, and I'm always surprised by like his quote unquote friends. You know what I mean?
I know.
You're just like, oh, great. Tina Fey's your friend? That sucks.
Yeah. Tina Fey, there's no way Tina, like, why would Tina Fey do that? I don't like, she's better than Beat Bobby Flay.
I think the best part of that whole show is just like looking behind Bobby Flay and seeing like a sea of just crotches.
Oh,
from
yeah.
like that bullpen of people watching.
There's, yeah, like, there's like the strangest bullpen above like
it's
whatever.
Like it's Midwestern not crotch. Like I think they're all tourists that just come to be or you know,
or they're paid audience. I imagine because like or who wants to like, who wants like, to stand there?
Maybe they have to do it for like college credits or something.
Yeah, they're going to definitely get a college credit for standing in the Beat Bobby Flay rafter. Yeah.
You have to go to like 23 hours of Beat Bobby Flay shows.
And then, of course, Iron Chef.
Oh, yeah. I mean, incredible show.
Such a good show. The chairman has to be like an underrated comedy legend.
He really is. Let's slap it in.
Should we roll the clip?
Cheese, buffalo, asparagus,
lemons, hell yeah,
farmers market, mackerel, and artichoke, tilapia, cobia, octopus,
peanuts, I love him,
pineapple,
octopus is a good one,
melon,
hello,
sugar,
those melons are so nicely cut.
Oh, yeah.
Coconut! Chocolate!
Chocolate's good.
Suckling! Cake! Maple syrup!
Michael Simon's a bit of a suckling pin.
Michael Simon is definitely the suckling pin of the Food Network family.
He really is.
Words of my own.
Oh, yeah.
There he is, our boy.
incredible.
Tell me that Michael Simon doesn't look like.
Yikes.
I mean, but they look exactly the same.
They really do. It's sickening, actually.
It is gross. Like, I've never.
He looks like every gross dude I've ever known, though. Just that look. It's just that head.
No, he has that pervert head.
Oh, pervert head rising.
Totally. He has a huge pervert head rising.
Wow. Love that guy. So, wait, what is his deal? He's an actor or something? And his dad or his uncle was the chairman, but like chairman of what? Food? I forget.
I don't know. I mean, he is undeniable the voice of my generation. Funniest man in showbiz. I don't know his name at all, but I feel like I want him to announce everything. They should bring him, get him on a Geico ad. He'd fucking kill that shit.
Oh my God, get him on a Geico ad.
He'd be
ad.
Like, Jesus savings! Christ.
I would respect that gecko so much more.
Oh
or
my
whatever
God.
He is.
I mean, if that Australian gecko is voiced by the chairman.
I will eat your ass.
Oh my God, I would. I would eat the chairman's
ass. Baby. I would eat the chairman's ass.
Tell me you wouldn't.
Who wouldn't?
Okay. Let's do fuck, kill, thruple, Bobby Flay, Michael Simon. I'd thruple that up.
No, I wouldn't. I would definitely kill Bobby and fuck Michael. Yeah, but you know, okay, what about fuck, marry, thruple?
Okay.
I mean, but I already know that's the answer for you. Jeffrey Sarkanian.
Oh, and Scott Conant?
Why would I say him? Oh no, but yeah, that's true. That's a really tough one.
Doy you fuck Scott Conant. Zakarian is a silver fox, but he is the worst host. What show does he host again, Jeffrey Zakarian?
Something sociopathic.
Not Cooks versus Cons.
No, he does.
Okay, Cooks versus Cons. That show sucks.
What was the... Oh, no, that was Alton Brown that had that really, really sociopathic one that was
God, what was Cutthroat Kitchen?
Oh, that was stupid.
That show
crazy.
Was insane. If you haven't seen Cutthroat Kitchen, you must. Basically... It's sort of Chopped adjacent. It has like the same vibe as Chopped, except
it's like Chopped for sadists.
Yeah, but each episode you can like sabotage, each round you could sabotage your competitors by like making them only be able to cook with camping gear, or like they don't have a knife, they only have a sword, or like random shit, or like they replace all of their meat items with moldy pieces of bread. It's
or they'll make everybody stop and do the chicken dance for 30 seconds.
Like, oh, it's a constant chicken dance of a show.
They'll make them cook with tiny hands.
Yeah, I mean, but Alton Brown truly has problems.
What mental illness does Alton Brown have?
I mean, I think he's a narcissist, or maybe he. I mean, he's very smart. I liked Good Eats.
Undeniable. Oh yeah, he's a narcy parsy for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely a narcy parsnip.
Marcy.
Oh. I like cuisine. Absolutely. So let's talk about Bobby Flay's women. So he's had three.
I found that very hard to follow, just in general. Not the thing that you sent me, but just like in general. He's had so many women.
So he's had three wives and three divorces.
Yeah.
Who are you? Meant my grandma. No, my grandma had two divorces, one death a roo.
Who are you, Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, he is a bit of a Rudy Jew. So his first wife was a 2-year marriage when they were like in their late 20s, and then his second wife was the mother of Sophie Salad. And they were together for They were together for a hot chunk of time. Yeah, she was what would Sophie Salad's mom be?
Wow, she's just the larger version of a salad. Right?
She's like Sophie a Donna head of lettuce. She's a Donna head of lettuce.
She's a Donna head of lettuce.
Absolutely. And then his third wife was Stephanie March, a.k.a. Wee-oo, Alexander Cabot.
Oh, yeah. She's a bucket of spinach, I'd say.
Oh, complete bucket of spinny. What about his first wife? Pea tendrils?
Pea tendrils, you're right. Yeah, we're like, I don't know. What's that shit called?
Arugula?
No, I like arugula.
Arugula is spicy?
It's a little spicy.
Spicy?
Alfalfa sprouts.
Oh my God. What am I?
That's,
This would be a good Instagram filter.
Which salad are you? Oh yeah. And
then it what turns lettuce? Your... Oh, yeah. Could turn. Oh, you wish it could turn your fucking face into it. We'll talk about it. Email Diane at badboypod.com. So he had a big old messy D with Stephanie March.
Oh, he really did. She, I didn't realize how much she was on SVU.
She was a big time lawyer.
She was, but I also didn't realize when I searched the character wiki that like her and Olivia had sexual tension.
What? No, some freaky fan wrote that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
It's a freaky fan alert because no. But she did go into witness protection on the show and then she came back to testify and everyone was like, oh my God, what? It was kind of a
right.
So spoiler alert for like season 5 of SVU that aired 1,000 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she was, I think, actually one of my favorite lawyers on the show though.
She was good. She was good. Executive producer and head writer Neil Bayer said that an unaddressed sexual tension exists between Cabot and Detective Olivia Benson. Bayer said, we read the fan sites. We know that people are into the Alex Olivia thing. All the codes are in there. When asked a 2009 press call if Cabot and Benson were in love, March said, I'm not saying we're not. I'm not saying we're in love.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I didn't know about that.
I mean,
but whatever. Could be a freaky fan alert too. Who fucking knows?
It might be a freaky fan alert, but it could be a freaky producer alert. Like maybe they did want to sneak them in there.
Producers are freaky deaky.
But like, yeah. Anyway, so he had Stephanie and Bobby had a real messy D. He did a couple of bad things. He apparently missed their 10th wedding anniversary to go to a food and wine festival.
Classic.
He also didn't rush to her side when her appendix burst, which is like,
right. He sent her his assistant, and I think it was the one that he cheated on her with.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's just such a fucking spicy burger.
He really is a spicy burger.
He's such a spicy burger.
Spicy?
He's a barbecue bacon burger with some fried jalapenos on it, to be honest.
He's really a moron. Like,
because he's messy.
He's got his, he got him. You got him.
I really did. Someone get him a wet nap.
Because he's a spicy bacon burger.
Absolutely. And he apparently cheated on her with the aforementioned assistant, alleged affair of 3 years.
Yikes.
And
I
there
mean,
was
just like watching him on Iron Chef, it kind of looks like he's cheated on literally all of his wives with everyone he's had as a sous chef. They just have like such a touchy, creepy.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, this
he's such he's a touchy but butchy.
He's such a touchy but butchy. Definitely a cabbie slammy. And he's around cabinets all day.
Imagine the slamming that goes on.
I mean, it's just, you can't deny it. Yeah. And he always has like very young sous chefs that are female. And I'm not saying don't give them jobs, but maybe don't work for him.
Yeah. Not when you're 14, certainly.
No,
just
certainly.
Kidding. I mean, but they all look quite young.
They all look quite young. So he also apparently had an affair with January Jones, the actress, which is weird. And there was a rumor that he maybe fathered her child.
Interesting. Right. Because I thought it was Jason Sudeikis.
Right. So she and Jason Sudeikis dated around the same time. And then they broke up and she had this alleged affair with Bobby Flay. And she had a kid like the next year and never said whether it was Jason Sudeikis' kid or not. Like she never said who the paternity was. So there was a roomie that it was Bobby's.
Yeah, I guess whatever. Hold your roomies.
Yeah, hold your roomies. But
you see those like crazy videos her during quarantine, her like kid helping her shoot shit for Instagram?
No. How old is her kid?
I don't know.
Is he like 20?
He might be. No.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. I'll show you.
So the other weird January Jones thing. So people like suspected they had an affair because I guess she got into a car accident and Bobby was the first person she called. And everyone was like, why did you call Bobby? And she was like, oh, we met earlier in the day and he gave me his number because he was going to help me find a new person to redesign my kitchen, something like that. It was like the stupidest excuse I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah, that was really weird. So the person that's coming to help you redesign your kitchen is going to get you out of your pickle? I don't understand. I would never trust a contractor.
No, I mean, but they just called. She called Bobby. So yeah, that was bad.
Hashtag call Bobby.
Hashtag call Bobby. So the divorce got worse. Because they signed a prenup because Bobby had been married 1,000 times, but and she was gonna be he was gonna be paying her $5,000 a month, but Stephanie March demanded more. Oh boy.
How much?
I don't know exactly, but claiming that she was integral to his food empire, that she helped him edit the menu and stuff, and also that she taught him what tapas were. That was like her big, she was like, he didn't even know what tapas were before me.
I mean, is that true?
It's such a weird, like, he did go to culinary school.
How you do you not know what tapas is? Come on.
I mean, that I didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh my God, he didn't know, but you're right. There's no way. No, I think she was really just weird. trying to be a sneaky beaky. But he also canceled the credit cards without telling her, and that she used to buy food and pet supplies. Everything specified food and pet supplies. Food and pet supplies. So, you know, Nacho had it made in that household.
What do you think Nacho eats? I feel like he probably has a personal chef. I'm sure he doesn't eat regular canned shit, you know?
Yeah, he probably has like a Southwestern omelet kibble or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, kibble tamale.
Oh, yeah, he loves his kibble tamale.
I mean, it sounds delicioso.
With boiled chicken or whatever the fuck he gets. Yeah, I'm sure he has a nice life.
You're right. Bobby Flay knew what tapas were. Steph, come on, get a grip.
Email Diane if you think that she knows what tapas is, because I don't think she does.
No, Diane has no idea what they are. Absolutely not. I remember the first time I had tapas. What do you think about it, by the way? Small plates in general.
I like small plates in general. I hate paying for them. I mean, is that an opinion?
I mean, it's certainly an opinion, yeah. But I don't know. I don't want, you know how I feel about sharing.
I hate sharing.
Like, I don't want, I would rather, we can share an appetizer. Like, you know, I'll eat a buffalo collie. Don't get me wrong.
I'll share a buffalo collie because I'm going to burn my fucking mouth if I eat the whole thing.
They're usually too hot on the roofie boofy. I did burn pizza on the roof of my mouth last night.
And I see.
Yeah. And I got the stringies.
I saw your Instagram Zah. We'll put that in the slider.
Jerry's Instagram. Oh yeah. Well, Jerry, yeah. Instagram the Zah. No, I won't. People can't know I eat. It's anti-brand. So there's also some Iron Chef drama. Apparently, yeah. When Iron Chef, it was in Japan, after they finished the competition, he was going against Masaharu Morimoto. Mm-hmm. And he jumped on the cutting board, like standing up and down, cheering like he won. And I guess in Japan, like, it's very disrespectful to jump up, to like put your feet on cutting boards and stuff like that. And Masaharu Morimoto was not impressed. And also Bobby Flay didn't win. Masaharu won. God.
I mean, so, I love any time that especially Morimoto beats him.
I mean, even in Beat Bobby Flay, it's like, I want him to lose so hardcore. Like,
I saw the Cake Boss beat him. Which is
in Cake?
Sad. Yeah, in Cake. But like, yeah. I mean, you know.
Cake Boss or Ace of Cakes?
Oh, God. I mean,
Ace of Cakes.
It's show quality.
Ace of Cakes is also a Michael Simon Rising.
He really is. Simon Rising big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That big, shiny head of his.
Extremely shiny. I used to love Ace of Cakes.
I think it's a good show. It's definitely funner than Carlo's Bakery. It's just like, oh, drama with your fucking mom? What else is new?
Right, right, right. Like, I like that it's cake forward.
Oh, you hate your sisters? What'd your sister do?
I mean, probably
burnt
just...
your fucking pasta? Like, what? Burnt the lasagna? I mean, what's your problem today?
Oh, we have lasagna in the house. Probably not going to make it.
What happened? So nephew's sort of... in prison again?
Mm, wow.
Can't feel the cannolis? What? I don't know. I'm just making up stories.
Okay. I mean, that was a highly believable story that Cake Boss's nephew went to prison.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I know that he had
what
like.
What did you say
know,
for someone... overfilling? He did it. He went to jail for overfilling the cannolis.
No, but that's definitely something that's you would go to.
Absolutely punishable by death.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, give
if you're
Italian,
you can go to jail for that.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's shut the door on Bobby Flay unless you have anything else to add.
I don't know. Too many shows, man. I don't think he should have his hands in that many pots. He is like Bobby's brunch.
Oh, God. Bobby's who brunch?
Awful. So bad. So bad. Wow. Would you rather brunch with Bobby or
yeah,
literally like your mom?
Oh, tough. I guess Bobby.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would be, you know, I'd pick his brand. Like, he's definitely an asshole. Oh, and
undeniable.
Also a cheater, Bo Beater, definitely a cabbie slammy. And there was the incident when he got his star on the Walk of Fame and the banner was flown overhead that said cheater. Stephanie Marsh says it wasn't her.
Come on, Stephanie. That was you. You also, I mean, whatever.
Stephanie, we know. That was you, Steph. Steph.
I like her, but...
girl code and everything, but that was you, bitch.
Oh my God. Yeah, Stephanie definitely did that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever.
I mean, who was it? Sophie Salad? Like, no way.
If anyone's going to skywrite or, you know, float a banner in the sky, it better be funny and for cheating purposes and not just like, will you marry me?
Oh my God.
I don't want the whole fucking world to see that.
Agreed. No, Cheater is definitely better. Did you ever watch Cheaters? Email Diane.
Incredible show.
Never watched it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
So bad. So
anyway, let's shut the door on Bobby Flay. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. They've met.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that whenever Mark is in town, he just makes.
He definitely goes to
Bobby's
Mesa Grill. Do you think Bobby Flay catered his wedding?
Oh yeah, definitely.
If
Who
Mark
else?
Could afford it,
they would refer to each other as good friends. I'd say
definitely.
And you know, not even see the hint of lameness or irony in it.
No, because they're both extremely lame.
Yeah.
But they think they're the shit. They definitely think they're the shit.
Yeah. They have a similar vibe, which is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, is Bobby Flay a culinary genius?
Email Diane.
I think they think so because he dropped out of high school and then went to culinary school and they're like, he's a culinary genius.
I just, whatever. He's whatever. He makes food, man.
Yeah. Apparently Gordon Ramsay and Anthony Bourdain both were like, fuck this guy. And I trust them both more than I trust, I don't know, Sophie Salad.
Yeah. And I trust Morimoto. I mean,
of course.
All three of those dudes hate him. Who, you know, no one can be.
Oh, and he was also allegedly dating Jada De Laurentiis, but show me photos and I'll believe it. And I'd like to see him as well.
Wait, who else was?
Is that the Helena York, who was on the other team.
Yeah. That's
super
weird.
Random. Yeah, they dated for 2 years, but they're no longer together, but whatever. I, you know.
Just a random relation.
Yeah.
Let me just reshut the door on them. Shut the door,
baby. Don't say a word. Yeah, but they definitely met. I like cuisine. Any good boys this
definitely.
Week?
We got
a shit story. Is it diarrhea or no?
Yeah, I think it's a diarrhea.
Okay. So we got a diarrhea story. Of course, email your diarrhea stories to Diane at badboypod.com. She
loves them.
It's her favorite thing to read on the toilet. She calls it her inspo.
Gross.
Sorry, she is. Undeniable. So go ahead.
All right.
Read that bitch.
I did shit my pants one summer at a friend's house. There were people over for a small party and we were on the balcony. A quarter to shit faced and I thought that I just need to sneak out a fart. Nope, I'm gonna need a hot witness. It was nothing short of a fucking miracle that I got past people without them noticing. Went into my friend's room, got a pair of her underwear, trashed mine, wiped my ass and went back to drinking. I mean,
wow.
Listen.
Icon.
Incredible shit story.
Incredible shit story.
I think nice move. Stealing your friend's underwear and throwing out yours. I would not
have
thought to do
that.
That's
what friends are for. I thought we ran out of toilet paper. This is a bit of a bad boy, but I thought we ran out of toilet paper and I had to use the bidet, which I've been sort of using sparingly just to come clean about it. Wow. And I have been coming way cleaner since I've been using it, but it's
incredible.
And usually when I use it though, I have to use toilet paper to dry her up.
Wow.
But we didn't have any toilet paper. So I wiggled it around and I just, you know, Jackson's Pollocked everywhere. I just splattered it.
Wow.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yum.
So, wait, it doesn't have a heating function?
You mean a blowing function?
Whatever.
No, I mean, it wasn't like poop butt. It was just water that, like, trust me, I got the poop out. So it was just like water that I had to, like, I have a squatty potty. Everyone knows that. So it was just the water. And usually I dry. I mean, it's just, you leave the bidet sopping wet. You can't help it. Your ass is just wet. What was I going to use a towel?
My name is Zoe Clark, and trust me, I got the poop out. I mean, yeah, use a goddamn towel at this point.
You're right. Why not? I'm going to use my friend's underwear.
Kill Mark Zuckerberg.
Absolutely.
What's he using for toilet paper? Probably toilet paper.
He probably has like rolls of like toilet paper with Trump's face on it.
Oh, no. I was going to say, he probably just air dries. He takes like 20 minutes after every shit to just like lay face down in his yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
With his kids.
Yeah. He has a special part of his garden where he dries out his anus.
There's an ass drying station in his backyard.
Oh, of course. Of course. It's one of the most peaceful places on earth.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, just the absolute pits. He sucks. That's the sound he makes when he's pooping. Definitely email Diane a recording of you pooping. The noise, wow. Though. And no plopping, just what the noise your mouth makes. I don't want to fucking plop in the inbox. No, thank you.
Yeah, and please don't talk during it.
No, I hate when people talk to me during poop.
Donkey.
Email Diane.
What other good boys? Did I have a good boy? Let's see. Did I say it already?
You said you had a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
No, you said it was a good boy TV show. Yeah, it was during TV talk. Let me think if I have a good boy. No good boys. Same old. I like coffee. Probably been drinking too much. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely drinking too much cough.
Oh no, I meant alcohol.
Oh.
You're not a drinker though.
No, like one a week for me.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm a loser.
No, you're just healthy. So what is, let's do TV talk.
TV talk.
Delicious.
So much.
So let's just start with Masked Singer. So I just read the spoilers. Did you actually watch?
Yeah, I mean, it was a quick 45 minutes. I thought it was going to be like 2 hours. Thank God.
That's incredible. I think they probably realized that people have dropped off because they did like a supersized season and like no one has the energy to watch that much Masked Singer.
I can't believe it's May.
It's going to be May. So Candy Burris won.
Yeah.
Did you guess her?
Congratulations. No. Did you?
No. I did guess that Frog was Bow Wow.
You did. And I latched onto your guess for the last few weeks.
So. And I was right. So, to me.
You really did. And I was wrong about Lambie. Fucking Jesse McCart. Gives a
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
This is,
I mean, Jesse McCartney.
For you and Bow Wow.
Jesse McCartney gets it. Yeah. So shout out to Jesse McCartney for coming in a sweet second. I can't believe Bow Wow got in third. He can't sing.
You really can't. But like, he was like, entertainer, I will say.
Okay, wow, you're on the Bow Wow gang.
Yeah, I'm a Bow Wow bitch now.
Wow, congratulations. I mean, to all the Bow Wow bitches on your third place win in Masked Singer season 4.
Good lord, did you see that dog in the crowd? We'll put him in the slider.
No, I didn't.
There was a dog in the audience dressed up as different. I know, kill me. Oh, it was cute, God. Though
I mean, I bet he was cute, but still, was he a purebred?
I don't think so. Adopt, don't shop.
Nick Cannon turban update.
Definitely. He definitely had a shiny baby on. And it was funny because at the end when they revealed Candy Burris.
Yeah.
I mean, she deserved to win, obviously. She was really good. Yeah. Night Angel killed it.
Congratulations
Robin
to you, Night
Thicke,
Angel.
Like, ran on stage.
Oh, my God.
And for a sec, he was the only person dancing. It was quite good.
Robin Thicke?
I mean, he looked like such a loser.
Did he guess Candy Burris, though?
I forget. I think he guessed Bow Wow.
Okay, well, good for you. Good for you, Robin Thicke. You're always in our hearts. Okay, yeah. Moving on. Next TV talk.
Hot off the charts and in our hearts or whatever.
Who's your good boy TV talk?
Botched. I'm loving it lately, baby.
Botched?
Yes, I'm watching so much. Love Misshapen Tits.
God, what, Misshapen Tits? That's most of it?
Yeah, it really is.
How much of it is blurred, though? Like, how you can still tell it's misshapen, I assume.
Oh, yeah. They just mostly, like, blur out the nipple, essentially. And
just
then, like,
the nip?
You'll just see, like, the craziness around it. And, like, they're mostly just botched surgery. Yeah, that's what it is. It's botched surgery.
How much
it's
is really... there any facial action?
Oh, there is definitely. There's a lot of nosy bozies.
Yeah, yeah. If you had to get one plastic surgery, what would you get?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm never going to get surgery after watching this shit, but, like...
Yeah, you can't. I don't think I will
so
either.
Fucking scary. I think I would get, like, a reduction, a titty reduction.
Oh, a titty reduction-roo. That's fine. That's, like, you're allowed to do... That doesn't count as plastic surgery in a weird way. Ugh.
No, it doesn't. But, like, at the same time, like, seeing some of the reductions that went wrong, horrible.
Horrible. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like...
Never.
I don't... like squeezing my tits. I don't want implants. I don't want a nose J.
No, I don't want to fuck with my end.
I don't want a tummy tuckaroo. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Just Diane, like, wants it all, but you know.
Too much upkeep, and like after seeing like dead skin and shit and like zombified skin. Disgusting.
Ugh. Yeah, you have to keep that shit up.
Ugh, too much, man.
I might
too much
get
upkeep.
LASIK at one point or another, but
That sounds fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I hate wearing glasses, but why not, you know?
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
live a little,
like,
baby.
Easier.
I actually watched. Did you watch the big flower fight?
I watched like a few episodes. It's fun.
It's fun. It's definitely fun. I love Jan and Hank. They're my boys. We'll put them.
They're the best.
We'll put them in Sliderama because they're incredible.
Love them.
But you know, it was a fun show. I definitely binged it up. I also did a hard binge of Selling Sunset and watched it all in one day.
Not to watch any of it, but I will say about Flower Fight, like,
yeah.
Or what's it called? Flower Fight?
The Big Flower Fight.
I feel like they got a lot of randos on there. Like people that aren't necessarily even professionals and just like, who are these people?
No. And there's like a 19-year-old girl. And I'm like, I'm sorry, girl, but you're not ready for the competitive world of flower arranging.
Yeah. Did you see this fucking giant moth they made? Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
Two people made butterflies. Who are you?
There
people?
Were like three butterflies. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. So what's another TV talk? Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race, Team Jada. You already know. Did you watch the,
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, the reunion was stupid. Actually, I didn't mind it. It was nice to see everyone except Sherry Pie, of course. And they didn't really mention her explicitly, but they made jokes about like, you gotten 13th on a 12-person season and stuff like that.
I mean, whatever, fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've just avoided it. I don't know. I just, this season's, it's okay. It's just
I completely
okay
disagree.
You love it. I'm just
I
like,
love this season.
Cherry Pie that's bumming me out.
Yeah, I mean, Cherry Pie is disgusting, and I definitely wish she wasn't there, and she's also a huge sexual predator, but I just ignore her, just like the show tries to do.
Whatever.
And I
Team
and
Jada.
I definitely Team Jada. Any other TV talks? Really excited for Jeffrey.
Not wait. Oh yeah.
Were you about to say can't wait for Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein, Doc, Filthy Rich coming out soon. What were you gonna say? Well,
can't wait for that though. Can't wait for like the new 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After question mark, and
Happily Ever
the
After
other
question
way
mark, and the other
both
way
coming in June. Baby.
I mean, I don't know what Good I would do without me it. I'm so glad that we have that coming out.
Oh my god! I mean, they're probably still going to keep doing the 90 Day Fiancé, just having them do like the version like they've been doing during Q, because there's no way TLC is going to stop this cash cow, baby.
No, they can't stop the cash cow. Also, there are going to be some states that they can record in.
Yeah,
that
definitely
they can tape in. Like,
I mean, let's be honest, all of them.
Yeah, literally, like Tennessee. Like, come on, Tennessee, Georgia, all these fucking places that people look for love elsewhere.
Yeah, and like, I guess technically they're probably like 6 feet away anyway, most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, social distancing for life, and I mean,
it just goes the content we want. I'm not looking forward to Paul, but also I am.
Of course crazy. I am. He's crazy. I can't wait to see what he's like as a father. So email Diane at badboypod.com.
I'm sure he's a wonderful daddy.
Great dad. So absolutely, please rate and give us a review. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You could be mean. We'll keep the, if you want to keep the USPS alive, Give us a 5-star review and we'll mail you a Diane pin with a personalized note from Diane.
Yeah, I mean, we noticed the new 5 stars that came in, but you know, leave us a little message. We'll send you a super fucking pin, bitch.
We're going to leave you a super fucking pin, bitch, and you're going to love it. And if you don't leave us a review, I guess you don't care about the postal service that much.
Yeah. Do you even care about our male men and women in blue?
I mean, yeah. they're the real male women, women in blue. Like, if you're going to give them a box of Hershey Kisses on Christmas to show that you care about them, how about you just give us a Diane pin?
It's true. They love shoving things in slots.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely dream job if you're a slot addict.
Oh, yeah. If you're a slot queen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a bit of a slot queen. I do love to just squeeze a little guy between into a hole.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you're a slot queen, email Diane at badboypod.com. Do you have anything else?
No, I think we're good. Bye.
Brought to you by Lady Parts.
Boo, boo, boo.